Okay, the county has been working for a while. You can tell us how long on this
since last summer.
Okay.
The County Board of Commissioners appointed an ad hoc committee made up of three commissioners and four citizens. And I really want to thank that group for the work they did and the review that went through the process and to come up with this anti-discrimination policy. Now, the reason why it's a policy and not an ordinance is because that would involve us getting all 19 townships, the three villages, and the city to agree with us. So that can, as we know, can be very difficult to do.
Very tricky.
Yeah, that's why there's only, I think, six ordinances in Jackson County. Very tricky. You know, the latest one ended up being repealed, the flow control ordinance, to deal with waste management in Jackson County. So, yeah, so the policy, though, brings forth the efforts of the Board of Commissioners, who over the last 2 months have also been reviewing, and then this document has had complete legal review to make sure that we don't violate any EEOC laws, which is the federal government. We follow Elliott Larson, which is state government, and then we make sure that we're all in compliance with all other rules and regs, and then we go a little bit beyond that. So our goal is to be blind in hiring, to offer a diverse work environment for Jackson County employees, and to maintain a safe and healthy environment, and to reach out to as many different avenues of employment as we possibly can to maintain Jackson's diversity in the county.
That being said, the county's always been an equal opportunity employer, right?
Correct. And this is where we differ in opinion, and some want us to do an extraordinary step towards minorities, and the Board of Commissioners feel, no, we need to stay completely blind and protect all races and minorities in employment. And all diverse people. And that's what this policy does. Most people don't realize that large businesses have to answer to the EEOC in the form of paperwork once a year being submitted that shows where you are in the spectrum and that you're following the rules and that every violation has been answered thoroughly. And if the violation has not been answered, it's been thoroughly explored and people have been given all avenues possible for review.
Steve, what has changed then with this?
Well, what has changed is that we're going to begin talking about this. We're going to lay out where we're at, where the HR department is. They're going to actively show once a year what the county has been doing. They will produce a history document that will come out here with their annual report to share with the Board of Commissioners. It's making sure that we're doing everything, and it's a small step towards what some commissioners ask for. Now, it doesn't overreach, but it is moving Jackson County with an anti-discrimination policy forward as what we can do. Now, a lot of people think, well, you can just tell people what to do. And as we learned in the last 3 years with elected officials, we cannot tell them what to do. We've learned that what we can do is we can cajole, massage, convince, that type of stuff to get the high elected officials, which would be the clerk, the treasurer, the sheriff, the drain commissioner, and the register of deeds, to work towards this. And we also want to be able to work with the circuit court and district courts to make sure that their staffing and the friend of the court and probate are doing all the things possible they can, and that the prosecutor's office is also working with us on all sides of this matter. We want to be as fair and compatible as we possibly can.
So the county commission is not the, for lack of a better term, not the boss of the sheriff.
No, we're not. And we learned that here over the last 4 years.
Or the prosecutor, or
correct.
Yeah,
we are a shared employer. We manage their budget. We work with them on that. We negotiate contracts for employment and that type of stuff with their employees, and maintain our negotiated agreements and our non-union agreements with all their personnel and supervisory personnel.
So do the townships have a voice in that?
The voice that the community has is through their county commissioners. We have elected 9 county commissioners, and we worked on this document. Some worked on the ad hoc committee and produced quite a document. The vice chairman, Corey Kennedy, did a very good job carrying the message of the board and then also the committee back to the board and what was trying to be accomplished. So this document doesn't overreach. We're not telling people what to do, but we are laying out what the rules are and that we're going to, once a year, review everyone involved and move forward. And remember also, in last month, the County Board of Commissioners passed another guidelines and policies on unemployment and directions towards all kinds of diversity. And the Board of Commissioners wants to continue on that pathway. It'll be a process, Greg, going forward. It's not something, oh, this is done so we can set this aside. No, that's not it. This is an ongoing concern within the community, and it's an ongoing concern for the Board of Commissioners. But we do have a lot of other things on our plate this year with the COVID, with the opportunity recently put forward that the administration plans show the possibility of working with the Center for Family Health and on possibility of WIC, working with them for better service to the community through that organization. So, yes.
So, is this something, Steve, that the commissioners are voting on? Or
we will be voting on this Tuesday night.
Okay.
It was at study session yesterday. It's being made available now to the general public through the news media outlets. I have a hard copy here for WKHM, so that way Jackson's News Network can make sure that we broadcast everything out there, and we'll continue to work towards it.
Probably available on your website.
Not yet, but it will be.
Okay.
It will be. As the meeting is put together, the agenda, it'll appear there.
Mm-hmm.
So most definitely. So, yeah, it's part of ongoing effort of the county to maintain and model diversity going forward.
Before we let you get to the why, what does the season look like out at Cascades, pretty much? Are we going to get back to normal?
We're going to have a fireworks display here Memorial Weekend. The falls themselves will continue to follow the CDC guidelines, and we will continue to maintain the programs as they unveil. We did receive relaxation for crowds from the governor. So we will be continuing with the Cascades and the falls themselves. The Parks Board yesterday received the initial analysis of the water within the lagoon system. And we're working now with the EPA and Eagle on the permits that we need to be able to install monitoring wells on the eastern end of the lagoon system. So that way we can figure out the whole solution to this problem.
Cascades, is that open then?
Cascades Golf Course, Cascades Park, and the Cascades Falls will be open. And are. Either are or will be, yes.
Is it Memorial Weekend?
That's the objective, yes.
Okay.